Jack Canty, welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
It's National Poetry Month and Shakespeare's 450th birthday. Why, from your dramaturgical perspective, is this such a powerful cause for celebration?
Well, first of all, we're talking about the man and his works 450 years after he was born. So that in itself is pretty extraordinary. And the fact that his name and his works are still so relevant and so prevalent in our culture, but also in cultures around the world, I think that makes it really important. And you can see all these different types of celebrations that are happening, especially throughout the U.S. and in the U.K. to celebrate his birthday. So I thought that even places, smaller communities, smaller cities like Fort Wayne, is important to have our kind of celebration as well.
So what inspired you to choose the 24-hour Shakespeareathon for the local sesquicentennial, as they call it, celebration?
I wanted to do something a little unique, and I'm also a fan of doing things that seem a little crazy, but I also wanted to maybe introduce some people to the joy of reading Shakespeare out loud. And so my hope is that, you know, we'll have people coming on Saturday that have experience reading out loud or maybe even performing it as actors. But we'll also have people coming that maybe haven't done it before, haven't read it out loud before, and may realize how electric and enjoyable of an experience it can be. And we don't assign roles. We just sit in a circle and we begin with the first line. And then every character that speaks, we just go in the circle. So you get the next character who speaks and so on.
Now, this is 24 hours, and it begins at midnight, and it goes until 11:59 of that night. What are you starting with?
We are going to be starting with Macbeth at midnight. It seems apt. We start with the witches at the witching hour. So Macbeth will be the first at midnight, and then throughout the day, we'll be going on to read a mixture of plays that are well-known and some that are less well-known. So, you know, we'll be reading Cymbeline, for instance, at 3 a.m., but then we'll be reading some really famous ones like As You Like It at 7 a.m., The Tempest at 4 p.m., and then I'm really excited about a couple of things. At 1 p.m., we'll be reading Juliet and Romeo, and yes, I said that right. It's a reinterpretation, an adaptation that I've been working on that's still a work in progress, but it's a switching of the two roles. And we did a reading of some of the scenes at IPFW a couple of weeks ago, and it got very strong reactions, both positively and negatively, which is fantastic. So we're going to be reading that, and that's the only one where the copies will be provided, since it is a rewriting of the original script. But then at 6:30, for a couple of hours, starting at 6:30 p.m., we're going to open it up, and so everybody that's there will have a chance to read their favorite speeches or their favorite sonnets.
Oh, very nice.
Because that's also such a large part of our knowledge and our cultural history with Shakespeare are those famous speeches, those famous lines. And so even though we may not be reading Julius Caesar or Hamlet, people can still get a chance to speak some of those amazing speeches and words out loud.
To really savor Shakespeare as they like it.
Absolutely, yeah.
That is perfect. For folks wanting to participate in something like this, exactly, besides their good spirit and perhaps their hidden or long forgotten desire just to join in some sort of a dramatic exchange like this, what else do they need to bring?
You want to bring your own copy of Shakespeare, whether it's print or digital. There will be free Wi-Fi available. That's really all you need to bring. There'll be free coffee all day. We'll have some water, maybe some snacks. But really, it's just bring your voice and bring your Shakespeare.
And you have quite a busy weekend ahead and quite a celebration in store, Jack. Do you have any especially poetic thoughts to share with us on the eve of the Bard of Avon's 450th birthday?
My first thought, because we are doing this as a 24-hour marathon, Shakespeareathon, and I'm going to be there for all 24 hours, the first poetic thought of Shakespeare's that comes to mind is Macbeth does murder sleep. But that's kind of an ominous note to end with. I think of Prospero's quote in his speech in Act 4, which is really lovely, and that contains that famous phrase, "We are such stuff as dreams are made on, and our little life is rounded with a sleep." I think that's apt not only because of the lack of sleep that will be occurring on Saturday. But because Shakespeare did live such an amazing life, not a little life at all, and even though, you know, his life was rounded with a sleep almost 400 years ago, his work is still alive. His dreams are still alive and with us. And we're constantly engaging with those dreams and reimagining and redreaming his dreams today. And I think that's something we can all kind of take a part in this weekend, hopefully, at the readings.
Jack Canty is playwright, director, and coordinator of the upcoming 24-hour Shakespeare-a-thon. He joined us today in the WBOI studios. Jack, verily, good hap to ye, and fare thee well.
Thank you.